Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This show is all about music and people who make it. And we've got a lot of people making noise at the 4th of July Festival in downtown Highland. It's 5 days of fun in the sun, lots of vendors, carnival rides, and of course music, which is what this show is all about. We've got Leanne down here, Leanne Stutler. She is with Capernaum. They are going to be one of the bands playing. She's got her acoustic guitar in hand. We're going to have her play some songs live in studio. Also, John and Liz Breslin are with us. They are from the Council of Community Events. Well, let's start off, first of all, by talking a little bit about Highland. Now, how long has the fest been going on?
People think that it's been going on only for a few years, but it's been going on since Highland turned 50 years old. And so it's been going on since the early 60s.
Wow. I didn't realize it was running that long.
Yes, it has been. And the Council of Community Events has been in business since that long. The festival has been really taking off in the last 20 years, I would say, and so has the parade.
Now, Liz, you are the secretary for the council, right?
Yes, I am.
And John, you are president?
Yes, correct.
How long have you guys been involved in the actual presentation of this?
I've been on the Council Community Events for 22 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah, a long time.
You don't even look that old.
Oh, thank you.
She was 12 when she started.
Yeah.
John, how long have you been president?
This time around, this is my second year as president.
Oh, wow.
And I was president before. I took a break. We took a break together for a couple of years in between. And I came on after Liz and I got married in 99. I got volunteered.
You got volunteered?
Or voluntold, one of those.
Has music always been a primary part of this festival?
Music is the primary part of this festival, especially since it's a free festival. There's no admission charge. And our festival concentrates on family. It's very family-oriented.
It kicks off this Friday at 5 p.m., June 30th, and runs through about 9 o'clock on the 4th.
That's correct.
And that's when the big fireworks start down the street.
Down the street at Homestead Park.
Okay.
Off Kennedy Avenue, just north of the expressway. That's sponsored by the Highland Council Community Events. It's going to be produced by Mad Bomber Fireworks. Okay. And they've been doing our fireworks for the last, I would say, 15 years. They do also our fireworks on December 31st. Highland's the only town around here in Northwest Indiana that has New Year's Eve fireworks also.
Okay. Well, we're still a far time away from New Year's Eve, so we'll get back to that later. But on Friday, June 30th, it's designated as Rock Day. There's kind of themes going on here. Dirtborn, which is more of the heavier alternative rock, the Seattle Sound, the Nirvana's, the Soundgarden's, Alice in Chains kind of stuff will start it off. After that, it's Stop Drop Rewind, which is more alternative pop / new wave / original music. And then the first day closes out with Melon Cougar and More, and that's a John Mellencamp tribute. And the "and more" means they're doing blue collar rock, I guess. Brian Adams, Joe Cocker, things like that as well. That's kind of that Mellencamp groove. We happen to have a CD from one of those bands. We've got Stop Drop Rewind. They've been on this show before. They're a trio, and this is one of their originals. It's called Super Soldier. This is Stop Drop Rewind. You'll hear them at 6:30 on Friday at Highland Fest.
You're told. I saw myself. It was ringing like a bell. Night's been long, it's hard to tell. Myself, my skin, my shell. Nothing at
Soldier. They are super soldiers of rock and roll. They are Stop, Drop, Rewind, and that's off their album Polarity. They're going to be playing at the Highland Summerfest, the Independence Day Fest, on Friday, June 30th. They're the second band on stage out of over 20. Dirtborn kicks off with some heavier alternative. Those guys are more alternative pop and new wave, and Mellon Cougar will do their tribute to John Mellencamp. Variety Day, July 1st, which is some singer-songwriters, Adam Golenkowski, 5 O'Clock Shadow. John, one of your favorites, Highland Rain is going to come back. They're a unique band. Tell us a little about Highland Rain.
Well, we found Highland Rain several
I didn't know they were
decades
lost.
Ago. Well, we didn't even know they existed. unfortunately, since it was the Battle on the Ridge was an outdoor event, we weren't sure about having a band with the name Rain in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different,
yeah, that's
different
a curse.
Rain, but it did rain on their first appearance. But they are a Celtic band. They're American Scottish background. They've played in Ireland and in Scotland. They've gone on tours there.
Now, so, they kind of rock, though. It's not your typical Irish folk music.
Right. It's rock folk. Bagpipes, mm-hmm. and Leslie plays the bagpipes and the bodhran. Patrick plays the guitar, and I forget the third member's name offhand right now. Leslie and Patrick are part of the original group that came and played for us back in 1999 or 2000, I think, was the first time they came to Highland. There are a bunch of people that bring along with them called the Rainiacs, who are their followers.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie does do a lot down in West Lafayette.
Yeah, they're out of the Indy area, aren't they?
They're out of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And they also play at a place in a pub in West Lafayette.
And this is actually the only time they play up in this area is the Highland events.
That's about it now.
And they're going to be there on Saturday, July 1st. Again, that's Variety Day. Singer-songwriters open things up. Highland Rain at 4:45, followed by God Issues, which is classic rock. And then it's a Motown R&B soul review with High Performance and Say Yes, and that's at 8:45. Also in there, Corporal Simon Gresser from the Hobart Police Department is going to be doing his police canine demonstration, and that's at right around 4 o'clock, I guess, on Saturday, Variety Day. Coming up on Sunday, again, sticking with themes, it's Family Day and Oldies Night. We've got Jerry Herzog, the magic of Jerry Herzog. He'll be entertaining the kids after the kiddie parade comes to an end. And then there's the kids' concert with Radio Memories. There's going to be princesses there with Once Upon a Celebration. Wolfgang, the female vocal group from Hobart that's been on this show many times, they're going to be there. Spaniels Forever. Some old friends of this show as well, doing a traditional doo-wop and R&B classics. In fact, let's play something from the Spaniels right now as we get ready for their performance. Covering some Tempting Temptations there. That is the Spaniels Forever. They're going to be there at Family Day and Oldies Night, followed by Meet the Beatles. And in between the Spaniels Forever and Meet the Beatles, of course, we've got the one and only Kenny James and Rave On. Kenny, he's traveled the country and had a residency for a long time in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And now he's actually a radio host down south, and I do believe we have him on the phone. Kenny, you with us?
I am. How are you, Tom?
How are you doing? You're not on the radio now, are you?
It's my night off, so I'm cooking on the grill.
Now, this is going to be your first time back. And for those that don't know Kenny James, he is a professional Buddy Holly. Is it impressionist, tribute artist? What's the catchword now?
You know, I guess the new thing is the tribute artist. That might change next year, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
I never know what to call you guys. Some are tributes, some are impressionists, some are impersonators. Anyway, you do a really good Buddy Holly, and you're from the area here. So tell us a little about your history for those that may not know you.
Yeah, I grew up in Hessville, spent my whole life there. I went to Morton High School. Graduated in the early, I graduated
a while ago.
I left there. I moved to Las Vegas to pursue the career that I'm currently on. And it's been 25 years now that I've been doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I was in Las Vegas for a while, and for about 4 or 5 years, my manager lived up in Oregon, wound up in Oregon for another 4 years, and then wound up in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I was supposed to go out there for a weekend, and it turned into 12 years.
Wow. That's a long residency there.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were part of the big tribute theater, correct?
Right. Memories Theater, which it's got different owners now. The show has changed up some in the last few seasons, but that's where I was. I'll be going back there later this month to a different place there, so we're looking forward to going back there. We got a lot of fans down there. But we were really looking forward to coming home this weekend.
Now, you haven't played up here in a long time. I think the last time I had you up here, we played at Romano's in Schererville. And prior to that was Obie's in Highland. And for those that are from the Highland area, know how long ago Obie's was there. So it's been a long time since you've played locally.
Yeah, and we did a few years at the high school, at Morton High School, raising funds for the theater department there. But, yeah, that was it. That's pretty much it. So, you know, my band is all from that area, mm-hmm. so it's we're just looking forward to coming home. And, you know, Highland is home. I did a lot of stomping around there at the bowling alley and back there. What was the Oxbow? We used to fish there all the time.
Oh, the Oxbow. Yeah, we used to walk the tracks and go fishing at the Oxbow. I don't even know if that's still there. Is it still there,
It's Liz? Still there. It's a really nice area now. It's all fixed up, and it's got a parking lot.
Can you still fish there?
Yes, it's really nice.
You probably need a license now, though.
I don't think you
do. Okay, because we never had a license.
No.
Nah, we didn't worry about that back then.
License. So, well, maybe while you're here, Kenny, you can go fishing at the Oxbow. Maybe Liz and John will take you.
Oh, yeah.
I would love it. I'll bring a pole just in case I get a chance. But, you know, our schedule is so busy. We just kicked off this tour. This last weekend, we were in Shelby, Indiana, Shelbyville, Indiana.
Okay.
And we head up there this weekend, and as soon as we leave there, 2 days later, we're down in Crossville, Tennessee. Then we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Back over to Pigeon Forge, and then we're back up that way.
You know, you always were a hard worker, but it sounds like you haven't slowed down at all.
Well, it's like you with the radio and what you do for the community there, music-wise. You support everybody. That's why, like I said, you call me anytime, because you've been a big supporter of mine, just like everybody else in the Northwest area. It's a passion that you have, and this is the passion I have.
And I'm glad you're still doing it. I don't think we've ever had a Buddy Holly guy, have we, guys?
No, we haven't, and we're really excited to have you, Kenny.
Well, we are really looking forward to it, and I might even bring my old Night Rock T-shirt with me.
Holy cow, that's a piece of history. You still have it?
I do. I think I tried to send you a picture of me wearing it behind my desk at my office here. And
I don't think I got that. Probably went in the spam folder.
I'll send it for you.
All right. Well, we're gonna look forward to seeing you. And again, you're going to be performing on Sunday, July 2nd. You're sandwiched between the Spaniels and Meet the Beatles. And
cool is that? You've got a classic group opening for me. I don't know if that's
legends.
Right. I feel humbled. I feel humble.
Well, here's the theory. Awesome. Here's the theory behind that. It's oldies night in the evening after the family day is over, and I thought, let's do this chronologically the way rock and roll really was born. We start out with Wolfgang, who is a teen group that does everything from the 40s, from the Andrew Sisters on up. Then we follow with the Spaniels, which is authentic early to mid-50s doo-wop, followed by Buddy Holly, who is one of the originators of rock and roll. And then we take it from the 40s to the 50s, then into the 60s with Meet the Beatles, who do one set that's early Beatles, and then they come back with the trippy psychedelic Beatles. So we leave you around 1970, and we start off in the 40s. It's all chronological, and I think it's going to work out real good.
And it's very cool because you got a tie-in. Buddy Holly toured with the Spaniels at early on, and then John Lennon said it himself, if it wasn't for Buddy Holly, there would be no Beatles.
And so, the Beatles took their name because Buddy Holly's band was called the Crickets.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
there's a lot of tie in there. For those that are listening to the show, take notes because I think I'm going to do some trivia that night, and you just got the answers. So,
look,
Kenny, I'm going to let you get back to your barbecue, and I look forward to seeing you, my friend.
God bless you all. We will see you Sunday. We're going to have a great time.
Terrific. Kenny James and Rave On, and they're going to be here at 7 o'clock. They're doing about a 75-minute show, and that's going to be happening on Sunday, July 2nd. For those of you that went to Morton or that love 50s and 60s, be sure to be there because Kenny doesn't get up here very often, and I'm excited to see my old buddy. John and Liz Breslin are with us from the Council of Community Events, who kind of head up the festival. What are some of the things you're most looking forward to?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm looking forward to festival food. That's my number one. I'm looking forward to some funnel cakes with strawberries and whipped cream. I'm looking forward to music. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Any particular styles you like?
Well, I'm looking forward to acoustic.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of acoustic.
That's what I like. I like to chill
out.
You're
a natural for radio because you know we're leading right into Leanne, right?
Well, that's
good.
She
keeps looking over at her. So.
She wants her to play that thing.
I want you to play that thing, Leanne, yes, because I like acoustic. I like loud and rock and roll kind of stuff, but I like the acoustics. I like to chill out.
We're going to do that right now. We've got Capernaum, who have been on the show before. They were the champions at the Lake County Fair in the Battle of the Midway. And now they've gotten older and more mature, and they're no longer that teen band we all knew and loved. Now they're contemporary Christian, contemporary country, contemporary pop. You guys do a little of everything.
Just about. We like to think that there's a little bit of everything for everybody. So.
All right. Well, do you have something original you want to play for us?
Yeah.
Because you're writing a lot now.
I am writing a lot now, and school's to thank for that. I think let's just go with a new one that I've been working on. It's simple. It's called Thank You, and this is the first time we're playing it publicly. So.
All right.
Good heart, patient soul. You love so much more than you'll ever know. Quiet laugh, big white grin. When can I see you again? You don't see everything that we see. I want to show you everything you showed me in life. It's a beautiful thing when you know it's worth living. I just need to say thank you for giving me hope. It's crazy, I know, but you saved me from myself. So take my hand, I swear I'll do my best to understand. Before our lives end, just know I could be your best friend. To me, you say something sweet, but I see everything you will be in life. It's a beautiful. Say that, and life. to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
New original music. That is Leanne Stutler. She is with Capernaum, and they'll be performing at the final 4th of July show. And again, the time of Capernaum is 1:30 to 3:30. You guys are doing two sets for us.
Yes, we are.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Liz Breslin, did you get your fill of acoustic music, or is that just whet your appetite?
That just whet my appetite. That was awesome, Leanne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, beautiful.
This is Midwest Beat. You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and we just heard Leanne perform. We'll be hearing more from her in just a bit. We've got John Breslin and Liz Breslin. They are with the Community of the Council of Community Events. I always screw that up. That's way too long of a title. Let's just say you're the Big Kahunas.
Okay.
You're now from now on the Big Kahunas. And again, we've got so many great talents here. We've got 22 bands, I think, 23 acts, if you count the magician and you count the police canine unit. Sarah Denton's going to be there along with the Highland Poet Laureate. I didn't even know Highland had a poet laureate.
Yes, we do.
And she's going to be there to recite some poetry on July 4th to start off the final closing day. There's going to be a presentation of colors. There's Sarah's going to be singing patriotic songs. We're going to have Carl Elsner, the bugler, doing taps for all that have given their lives for our freedom as we celebrate Independence Day. And the poet laureate was just added. And tell me a little bit about her. Is she the first one?
She's the first one that we've had in Highland, and we're very proud
to
have her.
Pretty cool.
Yes, it's very cool. And Tom, we'd like to thank you for putting together our entertainment package this year. Again, it's so filled with variety, and we're especially proud of our Variety Day and our Family Day. Lots of things for the family to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
A magician for the kids, the princesses.
Face painting.
Free face painting,
of stuff. Yes.
Yeah. The dogs, the canine demonstrations, and the Humane Society will be out two days.
We didn't say that. We've got both of them. We've got the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana that'll be there on Saturday, and then the Humane Society Calumet out of Munster will be there on Sunday, and both of them will be there from 12 to 4. They will have adoptable animals with them, all kinds of things. You can ask animal questions, and I think I'll even bring them on stage, and maybe we'll do some stuff, some question and answer on how to take care of things.
That would be great. So we thank you big time for all the work that you've done for us this year.
And we're just going to have a good time. Bob Mandarino is going to be there to close out 4th of July. We've got, as I mentioned, the Poet Laureate. We've got Sarah. We've got the Bugler. Capernaum comes up and does a couple of sets for us. We've got Jimmy Saar Band. Jimmy's been on the show many times. In fact, we have a song, Tom, from Jimmy that we can do. All right. We've got a song from Jimmy. Which one did we pick here?
We've got We Fought Hard from Jimmy Saar.
All right. It's off his debut album.
The self-titled We Fought Hard.
Right. Well, let's do that. Jimmy is from Northwest Indiana. He's been spending a lot of time in Nashville, and he's going to bring, along with Capernaum, the Nashville sound to the Highland Fest on 4th of July. And he'll be on at 4 o'clock, and this is one you'll hear.
Story we could tell. streets of left there. Shipped us out in 2001 to battle in the desert sun. I won't lie, man, I was scared, but at least I had my brother there. We fought hard. We fought hard. We fought the real. Couldn't tell us different. We thought we were made of steel. We went all in. We gave them hell. But every loss and every victory was a story we could tell. Sweet scars left there. We fought hard, we fought real. Oh, you tried to tell us different. We thought we were made of steel. We went all in, we gave them hell. Never thought this'd be a story that I'd ever have to tell. But these sweet scars leave their mark. We fought on. We fought on.
We fought hard. That's Jimmy Sarr. The Jimmy Sarr Band will be at the Highland Fest on 4th of July. It's the Americana Country Day, and we've got Americana music and country music and blues music. I don't think there's any more American-made music than country and blues. I think that's like the definitive. Of course, you can say rock and roll is too, but blues and Americana country music. And that'll be the final day of the fair. 4th of July. Seems like the great way to wrap up a great fair. Bob Mandarino's All-Star Blues Review will actually be closing the show. And we're going to play a song from one of those artists in just a few minutes. But, Liz, you had so much fun watching Leanne. I think we're going to have Leanne play another song.
That would be great.
Are you up for it?
Sure.
All right. Leanne is with Capernaum. And, again, they do country, pop, a little of everything. They're kind of like a rainbow of styles, a rainbow of genres. And they're going to play two sets, 1:30 to 3:30 on Tuesday, July 4th. And again, that is at the Highland 4th of July Summer Festival. And we're going to talk about fair food after Leanne is done. So right now, Leanne, take it away.
Winter's been miserable, don't know what else to say. Indiana weather's unstable, it's been so dark and rainy. But the spring will be here soon, in the land of monsoon. I can throw up a blanket, it's time that I save it. I've been touched by the sun, I've been warmed by the sun, and my world's finally bright. I've been loved by the sun, I've been saved by the sun, and I finally see his light. This world is cold and
Leanne Stotler, she is with Capernaum, and Capernaum's going to be at the Highland 4th of July Festival on 4th of July, the closing day. Two sets starting at 1:30, and Leanne, the thing is, we're giving a little bit of a peek as to what Capernaum's like, but it's a full band.
Yes.
Tell
yes,
us about the band. Give some shout-outs to some of the folks that are in the band.
Oh, wow. Well, Capernaum, we started off, this is actually going on our fifth summer, our four-year anniversary since we started. We started at the end of my sophomore year of high school, and now I'm a junior in college, so it's been
You're getting so
crazy,
old.
I guess, but
I knew you when.
Yeah, exactly. But we've progressed a lot, working on our own original materials. We do country music, rock, contemporary Christian, everything from Michael Bublé to the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Miranda Lambert to
Okay, next year everything. We're not going to book any other bands. We're going to book Capernaum. You're going to change styles every other hour.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. A human jukebox right there.
All right.
All right. We've got John and Liz from the Council of Community Events. Got that right this time. And let's talk about the food fair, or the fair food that's going to be there. 28 vendors, right?
28 vendors.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of food.
I'm hungry already.
I hear you.
Yeah.
What are we looking forward to? What kind of stuff are we going to be offering there?
Well, I'm going to start with the steak bowl, which is mashed potatoes and steak and grilled onions in a delicious bowl full of yumminess. And then I'm going to go...
Very descriptive.
Then I'm going to go to the fried veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I might stop at the funnel cakes and have some strawberries.
You might
and
stop
cream.
There.
I might stop there.
Okay.
I think Leanne's going to stop there with me.
Okay. Well, you're talking about some kind of donut sundae? What is that?
Yes, I'm going to go to the donut sundae. Absolutely, a donut with some ice cream and hot fudge or strawberries and whipped cream on top of it. Or you can change that to a brownie sundae.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
Yum. And soft serve. Let's not forget, what are those things called with the you put cinnamon on top? Not funnel cakes.
Oh, elephant ears?
Oh, yeah. Elephant ears.
Wow.
Lemon shake-ups.
Jen, what's your favorite?
All of them. All of them, probably.
All of them?
Yes.
Whatever Liz brings to you.
I have 5 days to go through, so I can hit everybody.
John likes he likes the Chinese food.
I do like the Conway. Yes,
Chinese food. Hamburgers. There's hot dogs there. There's going to be...
Corn dogs,
of course.
Now, Leanne was asking for fried butter, but I don't think we're going to have it.
Okay, yeah.
Butter, but.
Leanne, what's your favorite?
I'm pretty boring sometimes. I'm more of a soft pretzel kind of person.
Okay.
But, like, you throw
like
some caramel and some salt on there, and I'm perfectly fine.
It's all good.
Or hot fudge.
All right, we've got some more music to play. We're going to get to Leanne one more time before we say goodbye real quick. So let's slip in something from Liz Mandeville. She will be part of the Bob Mandarino All-Star Blues Review. This goes back to her Stars Motel album. It's called Try Me.
The ripe berry has got more juice. Try me. I got a whole lot of soul in my chili roll. Try me.
call me old school. But I'm still young enough to be your fool. Try me,
try me.
Oh, try me,
try me,
try me,
try me.
Try her! Liz Mandeville, that's off her latest album, The Stars Motel. And Liz is going to be part of Bob Mandarino's All-Star Blues Review. We've got Tom Holland, the guitar great, on there. And I know that we are going to have a special treat that hasn't been announced. In fact, nobody knows about it yet. But I'm going to share it right now. We have got one of the great Italian blues artists coming in from Italy for the Highland Fest. Dario Lombardo, who has been on this show, who is featured, actually, on Liz's album, has emailed me and said he's flying in, and he will be here in time to play that show. He's coming to visit Liz and the rest of the blues folks. So I'm very excited that Dario will finally get to play our show. I'll get to see him live.
Thank you,
Tom. He's been in the studio, but he's never played a show out here.
All right.
He will be there, so make sure you are. That is Tuesday, July 4th, the Americana Country Night. Of course, Capernaum will be kicking things off as far as full bands. Jimmy Sarr Band, Bob Mandarino's All-Star Blues Review, featuring Liz and featuring Tom Holland, and now Dario Lombardo coming in direct from Italy. He'll probably still have jet lag when he gets there, but that's all right. We have a lot of food vendors. We talked about that, 28 different food vendors, and lots of crafters, too. Now, you've got craft booths and things at Highland Fest?
We have craft booths, and everything that's being sold at the Highland Festival is handmade. There are no kind of things from a flea market or anything like that. Everything's handmade,
mm-hmm.
And there are tattoos. There are...
Tattoos?
Well... Hand-drawn tattoos.
Oh, like henna.
Yeah, henna. Yeah. Not lick 'em and stick 'em tattoos.
Okay, very good. So there's all kinds of fun stuff there. And, of course, one thing we didn't mention is that there are carnival rides for the kids, lots of them.
Oh, there are carnival rides, and our sponsored. Our midway is by Alpine Amusements.
Okay.
And there are wristbands available every day, Friday, June 30th. The festival's open from 5 to 11 p.m., and we have wristbands, $25 every day, from 5 to 9 on Friday, June 30th, from 1 to 5 on Saturday, July 1st, from 1 to 5 on Sunday, July 2nd, from 5 to 9 on Monday, July 3rd, and on Tuesday, July 4th, it's the last blast. The wristbands are $20 from 1 to 5 p.m. Gathered around town, we have coupons for $20 off the or for
$2.
For $2 off the wristbands. They're around town. Good every
extra
day.
Extra zero makes a difference.
Yeah. $2 off the wristbands every day except the last blast. And they're at the public library, they're at town hall, there
so
are some...
all over Highland
all
you
can over
find
Highland
them.
You can find them, yes.
All right. And you can find out more at www.highland.in.gov. That's highland.in.gov. Full schedule of everything we've been talking about. Of course, fireworks wrap it up at Homestead Park.
Homestead Park.
Which is over by Plaza Lanes, over by I-94 exit there on Kennedy.
That's correct. And that's on the 4th of July.
That's after Liz and Dario finish.
That's correct, at 9 o'clock p.m.
So we're going to have a lot of fun there. And, of course, I'll be emceeing all of the days there. Going back to my hometown. It's been a few years since I've been there. And Kenny James coming back, doing his Buddy Holly show. And Meet the Beatles. They do a phenomenal job. Have you guys ever seen Meet the Beatles?
No, no. We haven't.
Really, really good band. Yeah, you're going to like them a lot. So again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, lots and lots of bands. Again, Capernaum, we want to thank Leanne for being in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me. And
it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And we love being here. Unfortunately, the guys couldn't be here tonight, but...
We don't need them. We got you. But give a shout-out to them anyway.
They're still as important.
Give them a shout-out anyway. We'll make them feel loved.
We've got Will Wyatt on the drums, Gabe Dudlicek on the guitar and Jerry Carvasale on the bass, and we're all really excited. Highland is one of our favorite festivals to attend just in general.
Have you played there before?
No, we haven't. This is our first time.
I didn't think so. You play a lot in Griffith.
Yeah, we do play a lot in Griffith.
So now we're going to bring you to Highland and take you away from them.
That's okay.
Now, you mentioned Gabe. Now, Gabe is a guy you kind of co-write with a lot, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Once in a while, when he's lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a final song to take us out of here.
Okay.
And, no, we're going to have Leanne play a final song. And what do you want to do? You want to do something original? You want to do a cover? What do you want to do? I like the originals myself.
Well, I'm thinking, how about a cover, just to prove to other people that we do stuff that's recognizable.
Okay.
So this is Heart Like Mine, made famous by Miranda Lambert.
All right. This is Leanne Stutler, one final time, Capernaum, 1:30, July 4th. The festival kicks off Friday, June 30th with Dirtborn. Thank you, Liz and John Breslin, for being here. Thank you, Highland, for having this fest. And this is Leanne taking us out on Midwest Beat. Adios, everybody.
Can't you take on the mama? I ain't the kind to wear no ring. Somehow I always get stronger when I'm on my second drink. And even though I hate to admit it, sometimes I smoke cigarettes. The Christian folks say I shouldn't quit it, and I just smile and say God bless. 'Cause I heard Jesus, he drank wine, and I bet we'd get along just fine. He could calm a storm and heal the blind, and I bet he'd understand a heart like mine. Daddy cried when he saw my tattoo. He said he loved me. Brother got the brains of the family, so I thought I'd learn to sing. 'Cause I heard Jesus, he drank wine, and I bet we'd get along just fine. He could calm a storm and heal the blind, and I bet he'd understand a heart like mine. Well, days that I will remember when my name is called on the roll. Meet me with two long stem glasses, make a toast to me coming home. 'Cause I heard Jesus, he drank wine, and I bet we'd get along just fine. He could calm a storm and heal the blind, and I bet he'd understand. He'd understand a heart like see.